This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 11th, 2019. I'm Caleb Brown. The United States should know when it's at war. A popular talking point today is to suggest that we're not engaged in endless war exactly, as if the longest war in American history with no end in sight is practically different from an endless war. And never mind that even the White House agrees the U.S. is currently fighting in multiple countries. Cato's Gene Healy offers his assessment on those who would define war down.
This is a weird situation because there are so many people who seem to continue to insist that the United States is at peace, that it is, that we are engaged in peacetime.
Recently it's almost as though a debate is going to break out about ending America's endless wars. It's a phrase that's cropped up recently in Washington from both the left and the right. Some of the Democratic candidates, Bernie Sanders wrote an essay in Foreign Affairs recently, Ending America's Endless Wars. And there's the announcement of a new think tank in town, the Quincy Institute, which is also devoted to ending endless wars. And this has prompted a reaction from the basically supporters of what's been going on for nearly 18 years, the status quo of near constant military operations. Their response from the administration and administration supporters has been basically what I'd call alternatively euphemism, redefinition of war, or just outright denial. We're having a debate about whether the adjective endless and the noun war are appropriate. In terms of euphemism, there's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo last week. He gave an interview where he said, actually he used the word war and then he caught himself there. He was asked about the rising tensions with Iran and he said, if there's conflict, if there's war, if there is a kinetic activity, it will be because Iranians made that choice. Kinetic activity is just a kind of hilarious technocratic euphemism for war. I mean, kinetic means of or relating to motion. So if you have activity, you pretty much got kinetic activity. So it's a bit redundant and it's sort of obfuscatory language that covers up what you're talking about, which is bombing, shooting, and killing. And this is one tactic. But there are also another way that some folks in the administration have objected to this term endless war, which is something that, Donald Trump has no problem with. He has used the term repeatedly himself and campaigned against it. But Trump's Syria envoy, Ambassador Jim Jeffrey, says it's not war because war means commitments of hundreds of thousands of American troops in ground combat, like in Korea or Vietnam. And then finally, there's in terms of outright denial, you really can't beat this piece that James J. Carafano, the Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation, wrote for Fox News, where he says, we're actually not fighting any endless wars. And by any reasonable definition, America just isn't at war.
One wonders what a reasonable definition would include. But you make reference to kinetic action, to the commitment of ground troops. And I seem to recall members of the Obama administration using the exact same words. The former Secretary of Defense suggested that he said he called it kinetic military action, but he couldn't even get the words out. He was laughing at the notion, it seemed. And there was a White House spokesman during the Obama administration who said, we don't view this as engaging in hostilities.
Right.
That would involve using ground troops, boots on the ground. That's what hostilities are. All the U.S. was doing in that particular instance was dropping bombs.
Right. I mean, Pompeo got the phrase kinetic activity from the Obama administration during Libya, who in turn got it from Pentagon jargon. And in a way, it's not really new. I mean, Harry Truman called the Korean War police action. It's a, you know, the famous essay by Orwell, Politics in the English Language, he talks about this. You resort to euphemism when you don't want to summon up a clear image of what you're actually proposing. So, you know, enhanced interrogation sounds better than beating prisoners, even though the latter is plain English. And look, by any reasonable definition, America is at war. We bombed seven different countries last year. There's, you know, military engagement, direct action on the ground in 14 different countries. We dropped more bombs in Afghanistan last year than at any other year of the war since we started counting. Civilian deaths also in Afghanistan hit record highs. So you would call this a war. And, you know, endless? I suppose nothing's really endless, but there is no end in sight. Pentagon officials have repeatedly described the war on terror as a generational struggle. You know, I had this as an undergrad in a American diplomatic history class I took, I had to read a book called America's Longest War, The United States in Vietnam. And if they're still using that book, they really need to amend the title. The 2001 Authorization for the Use of Military Force, the law that Congress passed 3 days after 9/11 that really got all of this started, has now been in effect for almost three times as long as the resolution authorizing the start of the Vietnam War, the 1964 Gulf of Tonkin resolution. So this, you know, people using their own eyes and plain language, this really does look like an endless war. And, you know, this use of euphemism and the redefinition of war, you know, it's all word games, but it does seem to have some practical effect. It's sort of infected some of the executive branch legal theories that are used to advocate the use of force. I mean, you mentioned the idea of hostilities in Libya in the Obama administration. You know, the Obama administration got around the time limits of the War Powers Resolution by saying, in effect, that if we're bombing you, but you can't hit us back easily, then we're not really engaged in hostilities. I mean, the implicit argument is that that's not war. War is what happens when, like, actual Americans get shot at. But obviously, if you're bombing a country, seven different countries, you are engaged in acts of war, you know, I think that's something that we need more debate about and less obfuscation.
Gene Healy is a vice president at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.